Recorded in the WGMU studios, The Megaphone is a weekly internet podcast about journalism, media, and the students active in the industry. And now, here is your host, Igor Stoyanov.
Hello and welcome to The Megaphone, the podcast on WGMU Radio. Today's guest on my show is Fariha Rihman. She is a co-editor-in-chief on Fourth Estate, and Fourth Estate is the student's newspaper here at George Mason University. Fourth Estate is the place where students interested in journalism can write about their stories and their articles. We are going to talk about their work and about journalism in general. I was in the office of Fourth Estate and I asked her a lot of questions about journalism, media, and students. I hope you're going to like the interview. Fariha Rihman, co-editor-in-chief in Fourth Estate. Welcome to my podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited having you because you are doing like the real journalism stuff with the Fourth Estate. I've read two issues so far.
Great.
It is amazing. You have great articles in there, I must say.
Thank you.
So you're studying communication and focusing on journalism, right?
Yes, and I also have a minor in international studies.
Okay. How's your job so far? You're working at Fourth Estate as co-editor-in-chief. How is so far? Do you like it?
Yeah, so I've been involved in Fourth Estate for a little over a year now because I started off as a staff writer, writing news. So stepping up to be co-editor-in-chief has been a big change. I'm seeing a different side of working in a publication.
What's changed?
I'm suddenly in charge of a lot more things that I didn't have to worry about as a staff writer. As a writer, I just had to get my assignment, get the article done, and I was done. As co-editor-in-chief, I'm realizing I have to oversee so many people, not just all the writers we have, but also the section editors, and then we have four sections. We have news, lifestyle, opinion, sports, overseeing each of them, and just calling decisions that have to be made about just the way that the paper is run and what goes in our paper and what kind of paper we want to be and to show the Mason community and everywhere else that our paper may reach.
Okay, so you are working on a new issue, I guess, every week. You have every week.
Yes, we have. It comes out every week, every Monday. Since upcoming, it's a holiday. We won't have one, so we get
okay.
A little extra time.
You have extra time. So, first of all, we're going to talk about the news industry in general. It is changing a lot. You are the ones who are not reading the newspapers. I mean, your generation, right? Mm-hmm. You're the ones who are getting informed through the internet. How this is influencing on you? So, I guess your ratings as a newspaper are going down or not?
So I do hear a lot that newspapers may be dying or so. And I mean, I do see a push for more video-centered content. However, people are actually constantly reading, and I guess no one considers reading off of a screen to be real reading, but it is. Everything that we put in our paper is also up online, and you're reading the same article that you'd read in a newspaper, just in a more convenient format. So I think there's always a need for writing and print journalism. It's just now kind of moving on to a screen versus paper, which, you know, it's actually better for our environment anyway.
Yeah, and how do students are motivated? How much are motivated to get involved into the writing for the real journalistic topics?
You mean students in general in the classes?
No, or in the Fourth Estate.
In the Fourth Estate? Yes. I think as students at the school, we also see the issues that happen around campus, and we hear just based on our peer groups about what everyone is talking about. And those are real issues that we need to put in our papers as well. For instance, with our first issue that we just came out with, we had two pieces on the Charlottesville incident that just happened just a week or two before school started, and we knew that we needed to have something in our paper about it because it happened at a college campus, and it's just something that will affect all of us.
Yeah, I mean, do you have a hard time finding students to write about Fourth Estate? Do you have a hard time finding them and coaching them, motivating them to work on topics like Charlottesville? I mean, it's a serious topic, right?
Yeah, I actually think that our writers, you know, they have a lot of passion, and I think they also see the need to put these stories out there. So I don't think there is an issue of motivating people to write about these topics. I think these are the topics that they want to write about, along with the kind of shorter pieces about what's going on around campus. We also like to write about more controversial issues, and that's what we're going to be trying to do throughout the year as these come up.
I'm asking the same questions to almost all of my people here at in the podcast. Why did you participate here at Student Media, or particularly at Florida State? Okay. Why?
I love this question because I feel really, really good about my decision to walk into this office. I really think it changed my whole college experience. I don't live on campus, and I was always looking for a way to get more out of my experience here. And as soon as I learned about this office space, I've been able to be involved in so many ways. I first started in my freshman year, actually. I was a peer reviewer for our scholarly journal. It's a research journal, the George Mason Review. And we get submissions from undergraduate students on their research pieces. So I started off reviewing submissions for them. And then I became involved in the Society of Professional Journalists. It's an organization that's nationwide, kind of focused on bringing together all of the journalists and making sure that we're all being mindful of ethics and good reporting and all of that stuff. And that gave me a lot of really great experience and really great connections. So I became a member, and then I became president. And then now I've gotten a better role with the Fourth Estate, and all of these experiences have really, like, grown me as a person. And I've really changed since freshman year, and I give that credit to working in this office here.
Okay, since you said that you're working on a controversial topics. Have you experienced some pressure or some danger while working on that? I mean, do you have all the freedom to write whatever you want?
I would say that we are allowed to write what we want to an extent. I mean, my concern, because I am new to this and this decision-making process, my concern is that we need to be presenting every side. So we're allowed to write about Mason administration. We're allowed to publish those things, but
even though if they are not pleasing for them, right?
Yeah, we're allowed to do that, but we do want to make sure that we hear the side of the administration and that they get their input in the article as well. And that's just, I think we're very lucky to be able to work in this type of environment, because I know it's not the same everywhere. I do believe that we have a lot of freedom with what we publish, but my main concern, and that goes along with just being a good journalist, making sure you're ethical, is to reach out to the people you're writing about and make sure that they have their input as well.
Yeah, that's a great point. When you're talking about selecting topics, what are the most common topics that students want to write about?
So we're putting out in our next issue a piece about cultural differences between older generations and our current generations. So I think that is a big topic, with like just the traits of the millennial generation and how we differ from our parents and grandparents. Other topics, I think that our writers are also involved in other things around campus, and of course it would be a conflict of interest if they wrote about other things they're involved in, but you know, they're always coming up with ideas that someone else can cover on the team, because we know that all around campus, all these other organizations are doing really great things that we need to let the campus know about. So stuff that has to do with the students on campus, the really great things that Mason students are doing, and faculty. I myself wrote a piece last year. We have a Mason faculty that made an exhibition. We have a faculty that made an exhibition for the new African American History and Culture Museum. And that was a big nationwide story that we're building that museum here in DC. And we had faculty that worked on it. So that was really important to hear about and just seeing the talents of everyone on campus.
Yeah, what do you think, is there any difference between what students want to read and what students want to write? Because maybe they more want to write about the soft topics, but they want to read the sensational one, right? Do you think that?
Something I have to think about for a second. I think that, I guess I'm just speaking from personal experience. I want to be able to write about these controversial topics. I enjoy writing a short piece that are softer. Those are, you know, easy way to gain skill and reporting and necessary in their own way. But I personally think that it's very important as a journalist to have those groundbreaking stories, those other ideas and topics about controversial issues that everyone is always thinking about.
Yeah. How influential is the Fourth Estate? Are you able to change something by writing about it?
So we are trying to...
Do you have that kind of examples?
Yeah, so we are trying to definitely grow our readership and make ourselves a much stronger paper so we do have a greater influence. But I think that anyone who picks up our paper and reads it can sense that we are trying to put the right stories out there. For example, having a Mason relevant story for Charlottesville, or stuff that's relevant to maybe issues that affect students in the administration wise, like parking prices being raised every year or housing issues.
I saw a lot of sensitive topics that we are that you also mentioned, like donation to the university, students protests or something like that. Those topics were into the Fourth Estate. So I'm wondering, are you facing some consequences about this? Because still you're university funded, right? Are you facing some consequences, some problems as students because of writing of those things?
I have not witnessed any consequences from the articles that I've taken part in. Possibly there has been something before my time here, but while I've been here, we haven't had any issues with what we've been writing about.
You're also president of the Society of Professional Journalists?
Yes, I was last year, actually.
You were, okay. So can you explain to me what is that?
Yes.
Actually, it is a professional journalist, but students are the members there, right?
Yes. Like I mentioned earlier, it is a nationwide organization. So they have pro chapters. Pro chapters would be members that are actual working journalists out in the field. That's their career. But then we have student chapters all around America, and that's what we have here at George Mason, where students are able to join this organization and start making those connections to help them once they get to the career side of it. And so We have conferences, regional and national conferences, that I was able to attend 2 years in a row. We had one in Richmond, and then all the Virginia, Maryland, North Carolina, West Virginia, I believe, all those states, students from those chapters came to Richmond, and we all got to make connections and network. And we had workshops throughout the day. It was 2 days in a row. Workshops that helped us grow as journalists and teach us a little bit more about things maybe we don't.
Okay, they are preparing you to become a better journalist,
yes.
I guess. Yeah. So, can you define a good journalist? What is a good journalist for you?
Okay, so I guess what I aspire to be all the time as a journalist is having the right stories and that goes into one of the reasons I want to go into journalism, is because I feel that sometimes there are stories that aren't heard because maybe people don't care to seek them out. So I think just changing certain narratives about certain groups of people, but doing it in a factual way, making sure everything you're publishing is fact-based and that you're presenting different sides. You can't make a claim about something without having research behind it and without having input from someone else.
Okay, yeah. That would be a definition for a good or perfect journalist, right? But how you define a good student in journalism?
A good student in journalism.
What good student in journalism should have? You know, what kind of qualities? What he or she should know?
Okay, they should.
I guess you are all good students here working at Florida State, but can you extract some qualities that you should have?
Mm-hmm.
A student.
Yes, as a student, it's very difficult to balance being a journalist and a student, because journalism is a full-time job in itself, and sometimes it just doesn't even end. Sometimes you're working up until midnight. So as a student journalist, you really need to be able to manage both your classes and then being a journalist as well. And deadlines and being responsible enough with your time to reach out to your sources and getting everything submitted in time is very important. But also just having that dedication to the paper and caring enough about it to make it grow into the best paper it can be.
What do you think the situation for the journalists in the United States? Is it becoming better or worse?
I wouldn't say it's becoming worse. I think there is more, there has been more attention on the journalism industry because of our president. I wouldn't say that it makes it worse. I would say that it's good that we're getting attention. And I think that it empowers us to make sure that citizens know what we really are about, despite what negative things might be said about us.
How does change influence you, young students that want to become a journalist?
I would say that it's empowering us. It's the news. I would say that the news industry is also the newspaper industry is presenting a lot of opportunity for us now as well, because there are so many ways to become a part of an outlet or even make your own outlet. And just all this attention coming to us is making it even more important for us to go into this industry and do the right thing, write the most ethical articles or come out with the most factual videos and just do our best to inform the citizens.
What do you think, what motivates the students here at George Mason?
To be journalists?
To be journalists, yeah.
Or
to be part of this student organization.
Oh, okay.
Student media.
Yeah, so one of my biggest points that I like to tell students when I'm trying to get them to come and work with us is that student media gives you experience that you don't get in a classroom. A lot of times in the classroom, you're getting assignments that are on a different type of deadline than you would get in a news industry. So it's not preparing you in that way, because we would have maybe 2 weeks to a month to turn in something, when in the newspaper industry, it's quick turnaround. Like, it could be an hour, it could be a couple of days. And then I also felt confident in my article writing abilities once I started writing for the newspaper. You never know how a teacher is looking at your article. They're not going to always look at it like an editor will to something that's being published in their paper.
Or is the audience?
Yes.
Or is the reader?
Yes. So the feedback that you get from an editor versus a teacher is different, and it makes a difference in how you write and what you learn.
Okay, thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
That was Fariha Rihman, co-editor-in-chief in Fota State, student-run newspaper at George Mason University, I hope you liked the interview. All the episodes of this show, The Megaphone, can be found at the website of WGMU Radio. My name is Igor. Thanks for listening.